We turn now to politics. The presidential race gets the attention, but whoever wins the White House will need the cooperation of Congress to govern effectively. The most crucial element of that cooperation would need to come in the Senate, where Republicans now enjoy a majority of just one seat. NPR's senior Washington editor Ron Elving joins us to talk about this year's Senate races. And Ron, senators serve six-year terms, so that means about a third of the seats are on the ballot every other year.
Yes, and this year there are 34 seats on the ballot around the country. Most of the current occupants of those seats are running, and most of them will win easily. Maybe two are in the toss-up race category right now. That includes Tom Daschle, the Democratic leader in the Senate, who's in a close race in South Dakota for re-election. And it also includes an appointed senator from Alaska, Lisa Murkowski, who was appointed by her father, who became governor and made her the senator in his place. Maybe half a dozen other incumbents have a tough challenge to face this fall, but it's quite possible that in the end, all the incumbents in both parties will win. And in any event, there's little chance for the Democrats to pick up much ground here.
So that means the focus shifts to the open seats where senators are retiring.
Yes, and that's typical. This year, there are five Democrats retiring, all in the South, all in big Bush states in the South. And there are three Republicans retiring in Illinois, Oklahoma, and Colorado.
So if you're looking at the numbers here, that would mean that the Democrats would need to defend those five openings, retain those seats, plus win a few more.
Yes, and assuming no change, of course, in the balance coming out of the incumbent races, that does put all the pressure on these vacancy states.
Let's talk about a few of these open seats in the South, Democratic vacancies. First, North Carolina, brought on by the retirement of John Edwards.
That's right. With him running for vice president, his seat in the Senate is open. And Erskine Bowles, a former chief of staff for Bill Clinton, is making his second try at winning a Senate seat here. He lost to Liddy Dole. Now he's running again, and he's running a stronger campaign against a lesser-known Republican in Richard Burr.
Now, Florida, a bit further south, is something of a free-for-all.
Yes, you've got five Democrats and eight Republicans all competing in the August 31st primary there. Betty Caster, the former education commissioner in Florida, may be the strongest among the Democrats, but she's got a lot of competition. And on the Republican side, the former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development in the Bush administration, Mel Martinez, is probably the leading candidate. But here again, we're not sure who will emerge from that primary.
And another race that might not be decided on Election Day on November 3rd is in Louisiana.
Of course, Louisiana always has a unique system of doing things. And there they have basically a primary on Election Day where, regardless of party, the top two finishers then proceed to a runoff. If no one gets 51%, we won't know the winner in Louisiana until December.
We've left out a couple. Georgia and South Carolina also have open seats. But let's move on to states where there are Republican vacancies, Republican senators who are retiring. First, Illinois. We've heard a lot about this race lately.
Yes, this is the race where you have State Senator Barack Obama, an African-American Democrat, running against Alan Keyes, a former presidential candidate, and also an African-American who was recruited out of Maryland. He's never lived in Illinois because the Illinois Republican Party lost its own homegrown candidate. And as a result, we're going to get an African-American senator out of this race. Right now, this is the Democrats' best chance in the whole country to pick up a seat.
Two other states with Republican vacancies. One just had its primary yesterday. That was Colorado.
Just had its primary yesterday and resolved the Republican side fight, which was a tough fight, for Pete Coors, magnate in the beer industry, scion of the famous family, and on the Democratic side nominated Democratic Attorney General Ken Salazar, Hispanic candidate. That's going to be a very close race. In Oklahoma earlier this month, they had a tough primary on the Republican side where Tom Coburn, former member of Congress and a physician, very conservative, was the winner there. On the Democratic side, they've nominated another centrist Democrat, much like the Colorado Ken Salazar, in Brad Carson.
What's at stake here, Ron, in terms of who controls the Senate? How important is that in terms of what gets done in Washington?
The first difference is in the chairmanships of all the committees. They decide what's going to be done, what's going to be debated, and most importantly, perhaps, what's going to be investigated. That's really where the power to investigate the executive branch resides. The other thing the Senate can do is make thumbs up or thumbs down on presidential appointments. That's to the cabinet, including something like the CIA director. It's also for judicial appointments, most especially the Supreme Court.
NPR's Ron Elving. Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.